Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting third. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Don Black. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Gil Cohn. Batting second. The second baseman, Al Kozar. Batting third. The right fielder, Sherry Robertson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Early Wynn. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Judnick. The throw from Evans and he is out, Christman applying the tag. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau takes first base on ball four. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Black fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stewart for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Evans settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field. Robertson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Robertson. Doby moves to third. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robertson. Robinson reaches second base with a double. Doby scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tipton moves to second. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Judnick for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreaux takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Boudreaux. The throw from Evans and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Boudreaux scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 0 for 1 in the game. Cohn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0 for 1 in the game. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dobie hits a fly ball into right field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 1 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Robertson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-1 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon catches it and throws to first to double up Stewart. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Black hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Judnick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robertson. Judnick reaches second base with a double. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-1 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Christman reaches second base with a double. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Christman moves to third. Evans moves to second. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cohn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0-for-2 in the game. Kozar hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tipton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Cohn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Doby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robertson. Doby reaches second base with a double. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Hegan now catching. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robertson takes first base on ball 4. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Robertson moves to second. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0-for-2 in the game. Vernon hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Christman hits a fly ball into right field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Robertson moves to third. Stewart moves to second. Bob Feller now pitching. Jake Early pinch hits for Al Evans. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Judnick. Early reaches second base with a double. Robertson scores. Stewart scores. Yost goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Senators. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Wynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Early trying to get to home. Mitchell throws the ball into Hegan who tags Early, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jake Early now catching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Peck pinch hits for Bob Feller. Hal Peck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peck hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-3 in the game. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field. Stewart picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Stewart. Mitchell moves to second. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Moncrief now pitching. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cohn takes first base on ball 4. Al Cozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cozar is 0-for-3 in the game. Cozar hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robertson hits a line drive into center field. Doby picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Doby. Cohn goes all the way around to score. Robertson moves to second. It's 4-2, Senators. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Stewart hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beat Stewart for the out. Robertson moves to third. Two outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 0 for 3 in the game. Vernon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Robertson scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Senators. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Lou Boudreau. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 3 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Stewart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Doby hits a fly ball into left field. Cone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Johnny Berardino now playing second base. Joe Gordon now playing shortstop. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a pop-up towards short. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jake Early is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Early is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Early hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Moncrief covering, for the out. Two outs. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Moncrief covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vernon scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hegan for the out. Two outs. Bob Lemon pinch hits for Bob Moncrief. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into right field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.